We here? Welcome back to the Rag Talk Podcast, man. The key word of this returning episode for y'all is gotta be consistency. Because I gotta be here, man. I got a lot of shit I need to be saying, but I be drawing sometime not getting back on the podcast. I'm not gonna lie, I can't cover what I missed for the past 2 years because shit has been crazy. If I tell you about my life for the past 2 years, I'm in a whole new spot. But what I can do is catch up on what's been going on. But really, let me give y'all an update, man. Rag Talk Podcast, we back. Every episode is either going to drop Monday or drop Friday. Like, when I tell y'all, I just got my microphone about half an hour ago, and I'm already recording. The key word of this episode is consistency, man. If you want to do something, you want to be something, you got to be consistent with it, man. Because the worst thing to be in this world, man, quote this right here, because I'm about to cook. The worst thing to be is it used to be, man. And when I started this podcast in 2019, I said, man, we gonna do something great. And I'm not gonna lie, I fucked up. I fumbled the ball in this room, but it's all about how I'm gonna bounce back. This shit is all about consistency. Like I said, this episode is about being something that you really wanna be, you gotta lock in on, and that's with everything. Working, rapper, singer, whatever you wanna be in the city, man, or fuck the city, wherever you wanna be in the world, my dog. That's what you gotta be for real. So this is all about consistency, man. When I tell y'all I'm coming back, you get an episode either dropping on Mondays and dropping or Fridays. Because I got to work around my own schedule, but I still got to give y'all what y'all want. Because y'all on the page, y'all listening. So Mondays or Fridays, I will be getting a brand new episode. Follow the page on Rec Talk Podcast. I got a brand new logo. All new shit. Gonna go crazy. But let's get into what I miss. I'm not gonna lie, I'm cooked on that. Because I'm not covering for 2 years. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm cooked on that. But let's talk about what's been going on recently in the world, man. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. As you have heard, Kendrick Lamar has been announced for the Super Bowl in Louisiana. Now, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Drake is my dog. Like, I'm biased. I'm not going to lie. So if y'all think this podcast is one-sided, it probably is. But, sorry for all the Drake fans, as me, I got to keep it fair down the line. But I gotta get my opinion too on this shit. Do I think it's politics behind this whole Lil Wayne missing the Super Bowl, freaking Kendrick Lamar getting it? And I do. I think it's politics because who runs the Super Bowl? Jay-Z. Who Jay-Z had some problems with in the past and still currently do. Drake and Lil Wayne. And guess what? This is some inside information. Well, it's not inside because I found it on the internet. But the next two Super Bowls are in L.A., Los Angeles, California. So why would you, besides being petty, why would you give him the Louisiana Super Bowl? And I know y'all be like, oh, well, the Louisiana Super Bowl doesn't mean the guy be Wayne, bro. 2 years ago, we had the L.A. Super Bowl. It was in L.A. You had Dr. Dre. Had Kendrick there, too. Had Snoop Dogg. Fuck, if Tupac would have lied, he would have been over there too. So it was only right for get the Young Money and Friends. YMCMB and Friends in Louisiana this year. But did they give it to us? They didn't. You know what I'm saying? But if anybody do deserve it, it's Kendrick. And I'm not mad he got it. I'm just mad about the politics behind it. Because everybody know what's going on. Everybody know that it's behind closed doors. This is a civil war of rap. It's like, if you're not on this side, you gotta be on that side. And if you're not on that side, you gotta be on this side. So that shit is difficult. But to be honest, I'm saying, I feel like that Lil Wayne would have been there. And for everybody that say that Lil Wayne don't got commercial hits, bro, let me pull up this little stat for y'all real quick, man. Let me read off Lil Wayne greatest hits and tell me are these not commercial songs. Fuck, bro, let me, come on, bro, we got Lollipop, we got a Millie, we got Miss Officer, we got 6'7", we got How to Love, come on, bro, we got Forever with Drake, bro, I didn't name five, bro, if I really want to keep going, bro, I can, but I'm saying, we got Miss Me, we got, come on, bro, how much more do I got to say? Do I feel like that Lil Wayne deserved it? Yes, it's in Louisiana, 100% he deserved to be there, and I feel like that him not being there is a crime to the Super Bowl. And I feel like that Kendrick Lamar, he would have brought Lil Wayne out. But Lil Wayne is loyal. I believe he's loyal, so I think he's not going to come out. And then he got on, if y'all saw Lil Wayne last Instagram Live, he got on Instagram, how he said he was fucked up, how he was disappointed, how he did not get it. So you can see he genuinely wanted it. And what Jay-Z is doing behind the scenes is crazy. My fault, hold on. It's crazy. Holy shit. Well, it's crazy. But that's it, man. Let's move on from that. My last take on that is that I feel like that this is way bigger than the eyes to see. And if you don't think there's politics behind it, you're crazy. Now, let's move on to music. We had two singles from I listened to. Rod Wave, Playboi Carti. I heard The Weeknd dropped. I got to get into that album. His album leaked, which is crazy. They're out of pocket. But let's start with Rod Wave. Rod Wave dropped a song called Passport Junkie. Do I like it? Yeah. Oh, yo, I didn't tell y'all too. I'm a Rod Wave fan. Yes, you heard it here first. Quiz is a Rod Wave fan. No bullshit. I started fucking with his music. Shout out to Dev. Dev, if you're listening, shout out to you. He put me on to his couple songs off his last album. And I went to Backtrack. And I was like, yo, these joints kind of slap. So I started fucking with Rod Wave. But he dropped a new song, Passport Junkie. There's a video, him and Turks. It had featuring Drewski in it, his homie. Rod Wave thorough, you know what I'm saying? He brought his homie out to Turks. If you watch the video, he said he beat a body case last month or 2 months ago. So I say, fuck with that joint. Now, let's get back into Playboi Carti. Playboi Carti, he dropped All Red. I'm actually playing it right now. Hold on, can I get y'all a snippet real quick? Wait, can I play this on my podcast without getting flagged? Matter of fact, I'm not going to play it because I don't know if this episode taken down. It's my first episode back. If I get it taken down because I played Playboi Carti, that's fucking insane. But he dropped All Red. We getting the album. The album is finally on the way. I Am Music is on the way. This got to be on the album. All Red is a great song. How people say he sound like Future and he sound like Cardi. But if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Just don't play it. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion on that. Also, I'll be going to Rolling Loud in December in Miami where Rod Wave. I don't know if he's going to be there. Playboi Carti, Travis Scott, and Future will be headlining each and every day. I went to the Future concert. I'm really, you know what I'm saying? It was cool. Like, it didn't really like get me out of my seat. But Travis and Carti, I'm definitely going to fuck with them two sets. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Them joints going to be hard. So, out the music out the way, let's get into sports. I'm saying, week two is almost up. Tonight, we got the Atlanta Falcons versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And my pick, A.J. Brown is out. But it is primetime, Kurt. You know what? I'm going to pick the Eagles. The final score, I'm going to say 28-17 Eagles. That score, I might not be the score of the game, but I'm picking the Eagles to win. But let's run through, you know what I'm saying, week two. Let's run through it, how we looking, you know what I'm saying. Let me pull that up for y'all real quick. And drop your team in the comment section. What team y'all fuck with this year? You know, I'm a Patriots fan. Had a fucked up week two. Hold on, y'all. My fault. I keep dying over here, y'all. I got this, like, cold. But I'm still dropping this episode for y'all because I want y'all to get it. I don't care. Starting off with the Bills and the Dolphins. Started off last Thursday. Do y'all think Tua should retire? Let me know. Tua seems like, I fuck with Tua, but them head injuries, like, I feel like, bro, there's way more to life than just football. Especially where you coming from, bro. You got a family. You signed a $200 million contract, bro. You don't want to die on that field, bro. In my opinion, I don't think he should retire, but I feel like he should take at least a couple more weeks off. Because football is a dangerous sport, man. But Josh Allen and the Bills came into Miami and they beat the Dolphins. Vikings upset the 49ers without CMC again. My comments on that game. Sam Darnold, man. He's playing like him. 49ers, they're going to be all right. But right now, you know, they just put CMC on IRS. I said IRS, what the fuck? The IR list. And he can't play for four games. Down. Oh, my God. Back to my game, man. Patriots versus Seattle. Bro, can we please start Drake May. Jacob Brissett cannot move the ball down the field, bro. It's no way that Hunter Henry should be your only target. Bro, my wide receivers had 3 catches in 4 quarters. Bro, I just want to move on from that topic before I really get upset, bro, because I'm really teed. Thursday night, we play the Jets. And if I take 2 L's in 72 hours, bro, I might actually off myself. I'm not going to lie. But on to the next one. Giants and Commanders, Giants. The Commanders didn't score a single touchdown. 7 times 3 is 21. They scored 7 fucking field goals. If I'm a Giants fan, I am highly upset. How do you lose to a team that you allowed 0 touchdowns to, brother? That is crazy to me. I'm not going to lie to you. That shit is fucking insane to me. On to the next one. We got the Chargers and Panthers. We got, oh my God, bro. Let me check these stats because I swear he went crazy. J.K. Dobbins went absolutely insane. He had 17 carries, 131 yards, 1 touchdown. I feel like this is going to be the Chargers' new offense. Bro, I took Justin Herbert for 200 yards, bro, and he cooked me. Bro had 130. I feel like that Jim Harbaugh, this is going to be new offense. It's like Michigan State 2.0 with a better quarterback. So look out for the Chargers run game. Next. What's the next game? Let me go to the next game. Why did they send me back to the fucking preseason? Oh, no, I kept on the fucking preseason, brother. There we go. Saints. Oh, my God. Saints cooked the Cowboys. My pet peeve with the Cowboys fans is, why do y'all run to your assigned seats? The Cowboys are the only fan page that post that where they're running to their assigned seats to get cooked. The last time I did that, y'all got cooked. Overcooked. Man, RIP YBC dude, what'd he say? He said, bro, 8 shots is an overcooked, bro. Y'all lost 44-19. You got Derek Carr looking like the MVP out here, bro. Alvin Kamara, 3 touchdowns. 20 carries. Derek Carr, 243 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dak. Dak had 293 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. He threw more picks than touchdowns, so that's right there. On to the next one. You know what I'm saying? After that one was some bullshit. Let's talk about the Chiefs and the Bengals. How do y'all feel? Was that a PI? Don't lie and say, because y'all don't like fuck with the Chiefs, wasn't the PI. That was a clear PI. I'm not going to lie to you. But Patrick Mahomes, he played all right. He didn't play good, in my opinion. I watched the last couple seconds of the game. But Travis Kelce, I had you on my ticket, my boy. Taylor Swift could have got more points than you on my goddamn ticket before you did, bro. 39 yards, back-to-back games. I guess you don't try into the postseason, but my brother, trying to feed my family. Yeah, I need your help on this one. Going to the Packers and the coach. Bro, losing to this quarterback, what is his name, Malik Willis, is absolutely insane. Indiana is 2-0. Anthony Richardson threw 3 picks. Jesus. Oh, God. I can't talk on that. That's crazy. That is crazy. Deshaun Watson, I think he got his massages because they won. Aaron Rodgers finally got a dub. First dub for the Jets versus the Titans. I don't even talk about the Titans quarterback. His coach said enough for me. If y'all ain't see what his coach said, his coach called him a fucking idiot. That's what he said. I'm going to keep it blunt. Buccaneers and the Lions. Buccaneers won. Ravens are 0-2. Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson. That quote-unquote elite defense is 0-2. Man, we got to talk about that in a later episode. Hopefully they get a win. Cardinals and Rams. I guess it is your job, Kyle Murray. It is your job. You got Marvin Harrison Jr., 2 touchdowns for $130. Steelers and Broncos. That was a boring ass game. I'm not even going to talk about that. Caleb Williams versus CJ Stroud. If I'm the Bears defense, I am punching on Caleb Williams. I'm not going to lie to you. They had so many stops. I watched that game from start to finish. They had so many stops. It's only a second game. They're 1-1. Let's see how the season goes out, man. Hopefully. Besides that, man, let's get into something else I want to talk about. I want to talk about, listen, I'm not a politician, so please don't take this with a grain of salt. Whoever you vote for this year, just get out there and vote. If you want Trump to win, you want Ms. Harris to win. I said Ms. Harris. I don't want to disrespect her. Say her first name wrong. Kamala or Camilla. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. Please, somebody correct me when y'all watch this. Make sure y'all vote. Your vote matters. I don't want nobody to say I'm voting this year. I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet because none of them convinced me. I didn't convince by neither one of them. They didn't move me at all. So whoever y'all vote for, please vote. And this is not going to change your life. Trump is not going to ruin your lives. Kamala Harris. I said Kamala. I got it right, chat. Kamala is not going to save your life. The only person that can change your life is you, my boy. So if you think that these two are going to change your life or make it worse or best, that's not going to happen, my boy. Man, I just want it to be over. Because I cannot click through one ad without seeing this election, bro. It's frying me. Don't listen to these fake politicians, fake people that want to make your whole mindset what it is. That's just not going to work, bro. It's not going to work. Man, this is stupid. I told everybody you got to vote with your mind and not your heart. They're going to try to play on your heart story. They're going to tell you this is going to turn out good for you. This is going to turn out different for you. I really think that it's not. Like I said before, you got to work on what you got to work on. They are not going to change your lives. If you had $0 when Trump got elected, you're going to have $0 now. So if you have $0 when Camilla get elected, you're going to have $0 now. Don't think this is going to change your life or get better, bro. Just vote and be who you want to vote for, bro. That's all you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Just support who you want to support. I'm saying, I know people that's voting for Kamala. I know people that's voting for Trump. Do I look at them different? No, because at the end of the day, shit don't matter to me. How are you so locked in with the presidency and you don't know the governor of your own state? You don't know the mayor of your own state, bro. Shit don't make no sense to me. But, man, I'm just glad to be back, y'all. Like I said in the start of the episode, this is all about consistency, man. I'm trying to tell y'all that I'm on it, bro. I'm here. Mondays and Fridays, I will get a brand new episode from me, man. I'm trying to tell y'all we back in full effect. Rec Talk Podcast. I'm saying. But let's get into these YNs, bro. These young niggas are dangerous, bro. When I tell y'all, bro, these young niggas are crashing out at 8 a.m. Like, no bullshit. They're taking lives. They're taking lives at 8 a.m., bro. I don't even feel safe going to the poppy store no more, bro. I ordered my food, and I said, call me when that shit is done and check the area before I go in the store, bro. Listen, I'm on my way to work. It's 8 a.m., bro. These young niggas are snapping in my store. I'm like, yo, they talking about Q to the front. I said, let me go on the camera. What's going on? I see four young niggas, bro. I said, nah, they got it. I'm not fucking with them young niggas, bro. Them young niggas are vicious, bro. Them young niggas are crazy as fuck, and I'm not with none of that, bro. Nah, when we was coming up, bro, it was different. We could play ball. We can walk from school to McDonald's. Everybody know about the Little Caesar $5 pizzas, but we ran them joints up. But these young niggas are different. They want switches. They want AKs. They don't care about living. I actually like my life, bro, so I'm not doing that, bro. I'm not fucking with these little YNs, bro. I'm dead ass. That's not me no more, bro. I'm an old head now. They call me Unk now, bro. They call me Unk, bro. I knew I was honestly cook game when kids. So I was coming across the street one time. Young boy's ball was on the street. I picked that joint up. I gave it to him. Here you go, young boy. Have a good day. He said, thanks, OG. OG? Bro, I'm only 24. That shit hurt my soul, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I might be cooked, bro. Damn. I'm just saying. But watch out for the YNs. The Eagles winning tonight over the Falcons, I believe. I'm picking that. I'm saying this shit is a biased. They know what they're doing with the Super Bowl performance. I'm saying. Overall, man, Rec Talk Podcast. We're back. I'm saying this is a little 20-minute episode for y'all. Comeback episode, but I'm trying to tell y'all, be consistent, bro. If you really want to be something in life, we got to be consistent, bro. Because like I said, bro, the worst thing to be is it used to be, bro. So you really want to be something, bro, you just got to be consistent or whatever, bro. So starting off with this, bro, I'm dropping this episode, bro. It's coming today. I'm recording this at 5 o'clock. I'm going to go edit it. I'm saying probably back up at 6. Yes, bro. Mondays and Fridays, one or the other, you get a new episode, bro. I promise y'all, bro. We're back. Fact Talk Podcast. Like, follow, subscribe, retweet, X or whatever, bro. Do what you got to do, but we back, bro. Welcome to Fact Talk Podcast. I wouldn't even say season 2, but I would say a new regime, bro. Thank y'all for listening. Fact Talk Podcast.